I'm here with Sharon Waller this time, big rate coach of the netball side. Shaz, good evening.
Hello.
We're going to touch base about both of our games this season, round one and round two. Round one, we played Pines at McAllen Secondary College, and then last week, Bomb Beach. Pines, we won by 7 goals, I think, in the end, or three?
Two.
I was actually scoring that night, so I should have remembered. 2 goals, a win's a win.
That's right.
Bet the Pythons, what do you think?
It was a good game. Pines don't have an A grade this year, so they were a very strong side with
very strong.
Yeah, a few girls that could definitely play A grade. It was a good game. I just came away with the win.
Yeah, well, 7 goals down at quarter time. And then the coach come out breathing fire. What was the message?
Just to stop crowding and get the ball down the court and get it in the ring.
Simple but effective. Yes. I like it. And obviously throughout the course of the game, what sort of changed? What was that you found seemed to work?
I think it was probably our passing started to improve over the game. We, so far in both games, have had trouble passing in the first quarter, but slowly got better over the game, and our girls, I think, gained a bit of confidence over time and, yeah, just started getting their goals in.
Yeah, I remember the shooters, Rach and Jodes, were on fire.
They were awesome.
All right, on to, are there any other standout performers from round one that you're happy with?
If we did best on court, I probably would have given it to Jodie Edgerton. She had a blinder. I thought she had an awesome game. Even rolling her ankle and coming back out and getting, you know, so many goals for the game. She did fantastic.
I think we did a best on court for round one as well, but not many of the girls were there at match reports, unfortunately.
Yep.
But it was pretty late by then.
Yep.
Into round two, we played Bomb Beach at home. It was 1 point loss, wasn't it?
Three point loss.
All right, I'm getting closer. Pretty heartbreaking. We were actually up by one at three-quarter time, weren't we?
We were, and I think the girls were thinking, because we were up the whole game, they started to get a bit complacent and, just thought that they had it in the bag, and unfortunately we got walked over.
That must sort of suck. What sort of were the highlights from the game, at least?
I think overall the girls played a lot better as a team round two. Obviously, more game time helps with that. And we had 10 players, so 3 on the bench, so it was good to be able to interchange and bring fresh legs on.
Looking at Mornington this week, they don't have the strength as they've done in the past. I think we lost to them all. We bet them last year, actually, but it wasn't a convincing win. And this year, they've struggled so far.
Yeah, they've only played one game so far, unlike us having the 2 games. So, and they've played top of the ladder. So hopefully we go okay against them. Where the girls trained well tonight, so hopefully we'll bring away a win.
Yeah, I think what you spoke about during last week's game, that complacency, there's no room for that.
No, definitely not.
Especially going to a function, there's no better feeling than having a win on the board.
Definitely.
And to enjoy that a little bit better.
That's right.
Any star performers?
I think Shib played an awesome game.
Shib star.
Yeah, she was awesome. We had a few girls. I think everyone played really well. There wasn't anyone in particular that I thought, you know, she probably stood out the most for me.
Yeah.
But everyone had a really good game.
Yeah. And Shibster was there to collect her best on court award on Saturday night. So well done, the Shibster. Also dominating the club's tipping contest as well. So she's having a good start of the season. She I don't think she can win the Pier Pong tournament on Saturday night because she's not entered. But no doubt she'll have fun anyway. All right, Shaz, thanks for joining us tonight, mate. I'll look forward to having a chat with you on Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.